A reading from John 5:24-32. I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. I tell you the truth. A time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed by this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not valid. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is valid.
Just like yesterday, there's more here than we can digest in a few short minutes. But Jesus is prophesizing here, is he not?
Yeah, he's speaking to the future of what his ministry is going to encompass after the crucifixion.
Which is?
This appears to be a reference to the final judgment. When people are brought out of the graves and some rise to life and some rise to death. In other scriptures, there's a suggestion that he descends to the dead and preaches to them between the crucifixion and the resurrection. But this, by the language, appears to be to that final judgment when he comes back again.
Is there any link here to Revelation, because the book of Revelation, in terms of, because John wrote that as well, and there's so many chapters in there, especially towards the end, that it really is speaking very directly about this. How would you say, end times?
Yeah, the final judgment, and all of Revelation is vision that. In Revelation that comes from God to John, referencing how Christians are to live in light of the latter days. Not so we often look at it as how to predict when the latter days are coming, but that was not the intent that John writes, is that so much is coming against the church, they need courage to continue on and persevere. And the message of Revelations is, Jesus, in the end, will make all things right. That which has been broken and come apart will be restored in that final place.
And at the end here, he says, "If I testify about myself, my testimony is not valid. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is valid." What exactly does that mean?
He's referring to the Holy Spirit. Because later, I believe it's John 15 at the end of the chapter, I don't remember exactly, he says of the Holy Spirit, there's one who is going to witness to me, and he uses the word martyreo, which we get our word martyr. The Holy Spirit's pointing always to Jesus. He's the one opening people's eyes to see him for who he really is. And this is one of the themes of John. He uses this concept of Jesus being testified about. The Hebrew Scriptures testify about him. John the Baptist testifies about him. The disciples testify to who he is. He himself gives testimony. There's one coming, the Holy Spirit, who will give testimony. All of it is pointing to Jesus and his true identity.